Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hey there, welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes. Well, I've got good news for you. The Lord is near. That's the theme of today's program. As we look at the readings, the Mass readings for the third Sunday of Advent. That's the message for us this day. This Sunday is sometimes referred to as Gaudete Sunday. It's a Latin word for rejoice, because we rejoice. You know, we're in this season of waiting. We're expectantly waiting for the coming of the Lord. We're trying to do what we can to grow closer to Him, to every day be able to have a little more of our His presence in us, to decrease so that He can increase, sort of like what we heard from John the Baptist during last Sunday's Mass, this idea of prepare, get ready, He's coming. Well, today we take it to the next level. Rejoice, because He's coming soon. You know, it's amazing. Third Sunday of Advent already. There's only one more Sunday of Advent, and then that Sunday gets interrupted by the birth of the Lord. It's longer this year than it is typically. I think Christmas is on a Friday, so it's just about as long. That fourth week of Advent is just about as long as it can be, but it gives us extra time this year, a few more days to really prepare. But then that last week of Advent, it's never full. It's always interrupted by the birth of the Lord. And today, or this year, We'll talk about that next time, next week on the program. But we recognize that, okay, He's here. And now all of our effort to get ready, it will either pay off or not pay off. Now, you know, if you've done nothing so far for Advent, I want you to relax. You still got time. See, that's the beautiful thing about the Lord. He always gives us more, you know, he's merciful. He wants to give us as many opportunities as possible to prepare. So even if maybe you've been stuck and you haven't done a lot this Advent, it is not too late to begin today. And we'll begin with that idea of rejoicing, that because he's coming soon. So anyway, I'm glad we're all here together. I hope you got a snack and a beverage and you're ready to settle in. I want to pray like we do every day on the every week when we come together on the program. And then I want to share a special sort of an announcement I'm going to ask you for a favor. And I'll tell you that after the prayer. But right now, let's come together. Let's talk to our Father in heaven. Let's worship Him. Let's praise Him. Let's thank Him. And let's ask Him to pour out His Spirit as we begin this program. All right, will you join me? Please, thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, well, it's time to rejoice. We are getting to the point where the Lord is very near. He's very near. We've been preparing for the first 2 weeks of Advent, And now we enter really into the second half of the Advent season with the thought that Jesus is coming. He's coming very soon. So we have to make the last minute preparations, Father. And we ask for your assistance as we do that. Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to us. We thank you for this ability to come to you in prayer. We thank you for giving us this time every year through the church to prepare to welcome Jesus more deeply into our life. Father, we lift up our intentions to you, especially the distractions. You know, a lot of things are weighing on our mind these days as we enter the preparation period for Christmas. It's a little different this year, but there's still things that can distract us. We pray, Father, for the grace to focus as we come to the second half of the Advent season, the grace to focus on what changes we need to make, and at the same time looking forward to knowing that if we truly do our best to welcome Jesus, he's going to show up and show up in a big way. Father, I ask you to give me the words for this program. I know I have the readings I'm going to work from, but I really need you to help me, to give me the words that I'm supposed to speak, the message that you have for us this day. Because I know you have a message, Father, the third Sunday of Advent. And please open all of our minds and all of our hearts so that we would be willing and able to hear the message and to put it into practice. Father, I ask this in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, well, thank you for praying with me. And, you know, as we go through the show, we'll look at the Mass readings for the third Sunday of Advent. Again, that theme of rejoice. He's close. He's close. Get ready. It's an important theme, but this whole preparation thing that we've been doing, Advent's a period of waiting. It's a period also of preparation. So while we wait, we prepare. You know, we just don't sit around. We've talked about this. We don't sit around idly. We try to do what we can to prepare a place for Jesus, and then we welcome him into our hearts on Christmas Day. And, you know, as I said on the show before, Advent's got a beginning, it's got an end, which makes it easier for us to start, because otherwise, you know, we just keep putting this off forever. I've got to get better. I've got to welcome Jesus more. Yeah, one of these days. And what happens? We never do it. I'm guilty of that all the time. So I'm glad that we had a starting point for Advent, and we have a definite end point. So I want to make sure, because I know that on December 25th, the focus will shift. Now, obviously, we can always, and we should, try to grow closer to Jesus every day for the rest of our lives. But Advent's that special period of intensity, and the church helps us by giving us certain readings each day and helping us to focus on really giving it all we've got during this period of time, with that end point in mind. Because again, if it went on indefinitely, we'd probably get burned out. But knowing that, okay, by December 25th, I'm going to do all I can to prepare, and then on December 25th, I'll do something else, or, you know, I'll build on that foundation. And I think that's a good approach. So that's what we're doing during the Advent season. And I'm really glad that we can do it together. Now, before we look at the Mass readings for the third Sunday of Advent, I mentioned that I have had a favor to ask. Now, look, normally I ask this at the end of the show, but I'm going to put it right here for now, put it in the beginning. I'm not going to dwell on this, but I want to let you know something. This radio show, as well as my daily podcast, as well as my daily email devotional that I send out, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, I provide them all free of charge. I don't charge for them. I want them to be free. But I'm running into a bit of a problem, and I'll mention it at the end of the show. Being in full-time ministry, especially at a time when I make most of my income and I support my family mainly through speaking engagements, well, they've been dead since COVID hit in March, and I'm not really seeing a lot of signs of speaking opportunities coming up in the future. I'm really struggling to be able to continue with this program, with all of my my efforts. I want to do them, but I obviously I depend on God's providence. But He really works through you many times, if you are able at all. And again, I'm not going to dwell on this, but if you're able at all to financially help my ministry, so that I can continue to provide these shows free of charge, now is the time. I really am at a point now where I have to really, really ask for your help. And again, trusting in God's providence. So if you are able to do that, what I really could use is some monthly sponsors. You know, there's all kinds of different options. It ranges anywhere from $10 a month to $1,000 a month. I mean, whatever you can do would really help me right now. I'm at a point where it's getting very tricky, actually. So I really feel the Lord wants me to mention this to you. If you are able to become a monthly sponsor of my work, I would very much appreciate it if you could go to followingthetruth.com, which is my website, click on donate. And then at that point, you get directed to PayPal, where you can securely become a monthly sponsor. Now, it's not a big deal when you sign up for this. You can cancel it anytime you want and cancel it next month if you want. But it just gives me, having these monthly sponsors helps me know that I can move forward, you know, with a certain amount of donations each month. That does help me. So if you're able to do that and become a monthly sponsor, again, anywhere from $10 to $1,000, I think you're able to choose. I can't tell you how much I need it right now. If you're able to do that, please visit followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you can sign up through PayPal securely to be a monthly sponsor of my work, and that enables me to go forward into the next year. If you, for some reason, don't want to do that, and again, you could cancel it after 1 month, but if you just want to make a single donation, I obviously could use that too. You can do that in the same way, followingthetruth.com. Click on donate. Okay? So, look, I thank you. I'm very grateful for all of your messages, for all of your prayers, and for your donations. But now I'm reaching that critical point where I have to step it up a little bit. And if you can help me out, I would be very grateful. All right? Thank you so much. Okay, let's take a look at these readings. Before we do, I want to read the entrance antiphon from today's, or the Mass for the third week or the third Sunday of Advent. It's based on St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. And again, you know, that first word, rejoice, in Latin is gaudete, which is why this day is sometimes, third Sunday of Advent, is sometimes referred to as Gaudete Sunday. And optionally, the priest and or the deacon may wear rose vestments. They're pink, but we're supposed to call them rose. That's what I've been told. But that's optional. It can either be the, you know, the traditional, the rose or the purple color. But the third Sunday of Advent, it's sort of a shift in thinking, if you will. It's similar to the what we see in Lent for the fourth Sunday of Lent, where, once again, the rose vestments can be worn. It's, you know, we've been, the first Sunday of Advent, we've been told to wake up. Second Sunday of Advent, prepare. Do something. He's coming. The third Sunday, the focus shifts to rejoice. Rejoice, because take a break from your preparation for one day, you know, if you want to put it that way. Take a break from your preparation, and this day rejoice, because He is coming. He really coming. I can see Him in the distance, you know, and we start to build that anticipation. And then the following Sunday is the fourth Sunday, the fourth and final Sunday of Advent. But today, rejoice. The Lord's near. I got the word. He's right around the corner. You know, do you ever have somebody coming over to visit you? And they give you a call or they text you and say, I'm just about there. I'm about 15 minutes away. I'll be there soon. And you start to get excited and get ready for that person that's going to come to visit. Well, that's what the Lord's telling us today. And through these readings, the message is that He's near. He's really near. So let's get ready. And with that in mind, let's look at the Mass readings for the third Sunday of Advent, as I do each week. I will begin with the Gospel, because the Gospel leads the way. Today's Gospel comes from John chapter 1, beginning in verse 6. And we're going to hear mention of John the Baptist again. We heard him last week. Well, we hear him mentioned again this week. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask to him, to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you?" So that we can give an answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say for yourself? And John said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Now, this gospel sort of follows up on last Sunday's gospel, but essentially what we have is John, the forerunner. He's the guy, the opening act, as I called him in the past, for Jesus, saying, "Okay, he's coming. He's really close. It's my job to tell you that he's coming," because John knew his place. John knew his role. And I really think that's a good message for all of us. He's a good example for us. Our job is to call attention to the light, Jesus. When we, you know, throughout the Advent season, throughout the year, what we should do is be giving witness to Christ, leading others to him, recognizing that this isn't about us. This is about Jesus. And that's what John, you know, as such, John didn't get upset, probably, if not everybody listened to him, or if not everybody agreed with him. John just tried his best, and he realized ultimately he was just the person called to witness to Jesus. You know, sometimes we get a little upset when we try to evangelize and somebody doesn't listen or gets mad, or our efforts aren't successful. That's up to the Holy Spirit. Our job is to just plant the seeds. And that's what John did. He pointed people to Christ. And that's the message. That's what we're being told today. Get ready. He's coming. He's coming. So with that in mind, let's look at the first reading now. It's from the book of the prophet Isaiah. We hear a lot from Isaiah during the Advent season. Chapter 61, beginning in verse 1. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God. I rejoice heartily in the Lord, and my God is the soul, in my God is the joy of my soul. For he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. As the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations." You know, as we look at these readings throughout the Advent season, we have a lot, especially in the Old Testament, a lot of them look forward. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. It's all going to be good one day. And, you know, I think that's the message for us today. The Lord's near. You know, we are still working at preparing. Now, today's, you know, we shift the focus a little bit today. We rejoice. But come later today or tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this show, you're going to be back to preparing, to prepare to welcome Jesus more deeply into your life. And I'll go back to that often quoted, often referred to quote from St. John the Baptist, "He must increase, I must decrease." You know, that's what we are called to do. In order for Christ to take up residence in our lives or become more evident in our lives, we need to decrease. We need to step back so that he can shine forth. That's going to happen. You know, like if we do our part during the Advent season, we keep preparing by recognizing the areas, the problem areas in our lives, and by asking the Lord to fill up those problem areas, you know, get rid of the bad stuff, fill them up with his presence, then we can rejoice because we know that in 2 weeks, more of Jesus will be able to shine forth from us than will happen right now. You know, that forward looking, like, oh, he's coming and people are going to see him more evident in me. Because the Lord's going to reward you for this. If you make an attempt to be transformed into Christ by the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit's job, but if you cooperate with the Holy Spirit and sincerely want to exhibit more of the Holy Spirit's fruits, you're going to be rewarded. I mean, it might take some time for you to notice a difference. It might even take some time for others to notice a difference, because typically it happens gradually. But the Lord's going to answer that prayer. It could be challenging, because what he typically does is put you in situations where you have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You know, you're praying for patience, you're going to be put into situations which try your patience. And that's the way the Lord works with that. But if you ask, you're going to receive, especially when it comes to these spiritual gifts. So start looking forward to it with anticipation. You know, if you're making an effort to grow closer to Jesus or to have more of Jesus be evident in your life, it's going to happen. And again, there's that message, that forward looking, like, okay, it's going to happen. I'm excited about it. He's coming. He's really coming. The responsorial psalm is, "My soul rejoices in the Lord." This is a mixture taken from Luke chapter 1, a couple different excerpts of the Magnificat, Mary's prayer, pointing to the goodness of God. And also some of it comes from Isaiah chapter 61. So we have, this is kind of rare in the responsorial psalm. It doesn't actually come from the book of Psalms this week. "But my soul rejoices in my God," is the response. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed." Of course, these are the words of the Blessed Mother. "The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. My soul rejoices in my God." Rejoice in the presence of God, because this day is a day for rejoicing. You know, that theme, Gaudete, rejoice. Today is Rejoice Sunday. It's the day focusing on rejoicing because the Lord is near. Again, you see that shift that we're having today? We're going from prepare to rejoice. Because if all you do is prepare and prepare and prepare and never think about the results of your preparation, then you could easily get burned out. Don't you think? Did you ever do that? Maybe you're working out or something, and you do it and do it and do it. Then you get frustrated and you think, like, why am I even doing this? I'm torturing myself. And then you'll step back and you'll say, yeah, but it's paying off. I'm healthier now. I'm feeling better. And then you go back and forth between preparation and rejoicing, right? And that's what we're doing today. Rejoice in the Lord because he's near. And our second reading today comes from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. "Brothers and sisters," now listen to this, "rejoice always." You see that? I mean, this is the theme, rejoice. "Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances. Test everything. Retain what is good. Refrain from every kind of evil. May the God of peace make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it." You know, the idea, and this is what I was just talking about, we can rejoice because we know that if we attempt to grow closer to the Lord Jesus, we're going to be rewarded, and he will, because he's faithful. He's going to come to us. But in order to do that, in order to really have more of him in your life, you've got to get rid of some of you. And, you know, we all have to do that because we carry around a lot of baggage. I've used the analogy before. It's preparing for a guest in your house. You clean before the guest comes, right? And so today, the message is, I'm 30 minutes away. I'm really close. And then what do? You do that last minute cleaning, which is what we're going to do after we take a break to rejoice. So as you listen to this program, as you go to Mass on Sunday for the third Sunday of Advent, take a little breather. Rejoice. Think about what it's going to feel like. Think about the peace that you're going to feel and the peace that's going to come forth from you as you grow closer to Jesus. And that's something we all need to remember. And as this show comes to a close, you just heard my Christmas clock. I always mean to try to turn it off when I record, but this time I forgot. Anyway, it's just a reminder of what's going to be. I'm going to leave that into the program because I think that's great. That's that unexpected reminder that he's coming. Get ready for him. Hey, I want to thank you for hanging out with me on the program today. Again, if you're able to help me out financially by becoming a monthly sponsor, please, I would very much appreciate it. And it's necessary for me to go forward. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Just click on donate and you will be all set. You'll be able to donate securely to my work. While you're at the website, if you have not yet signed up for my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, you're able to do that, again, at followingthetruth.com. So, rejoice. Rejoice because we know that the Lord is near. Your preparation will pay off. Just keep at it. Now is not the time to give up. Let's keep going. Let's keep preparing. Do as much preparation as you possibly can before the arrival of Jesus on Christmas Day. And then we're going to really be able to reap the fruit that comes from all the preparation. I hope you have a fantastic week. And if you're interested, I have a daily podcast. It's called Following the Truth. You can find out more information about that at my website, followingthetruth.com. If you want to walk with me every day, you might like that instead of just doing it once each week. But I want you to know that no matter how you listen to the program, no matter how often we get together around the table talking about Jesus, I want you to know you are in my daily prayers. And I sincerely mean that. Every day I pray for you because I'm so grateful to have you in my life. And if you wouldn't mind, I would appreciate your prayers for myself and for my family as well. It's really good that we're able to pray for one another, isn't it? So thanks so much for stopping by. Remember to rejoice today. Let me close with that entrance antiphon one more time from the Sunday Mass of the third week of Advent. Rejoice in the Lord always. When? Always. Again, I say rejoice, just in case we missed it. Paul said it twice. Indeed, the Lord is near. Yep, he's near. He's not only near, he is very near. So let's get ready. Let's get excited. Let's rejoice because the Lord is coming soon. God willing, I look forward to joining you next week right here on the Gary Zimek Show. Have a fantastic week. Rejoice and God bless.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.